Mayor Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Kelly announce opening of a real-time crime center. Mayor Michael R. Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Raymond W. Kelly today announced the opening of a real-time crime center. The $11 million center, adjacent to NYPD's Emergency Operations Center and police headquarters, will conduct rapid analysis of homicides and shootings citywide, beginning Monday, July 18th. The mayor and police commissioner were also joined by Valerie Salambria, chair of the New York City Police Foundation. The new real-time crime center is a new and powerful technical resource that will help the NYPD protect New Yorkers better than ever before, said Mayor Bloomberg. As I announced in the State of the City address, the center will use sophisticated information technology to identify and stop emerging crime quickly. It will help police stop spikes in crime before they become trends and make sure dangerous criminals are caught before they can hurt others. The center will put valuable information into the hands of detectives even before they leave the squad room, so they can hit the ground running in identifying and apprehending criminals, said Commissioner Kelly. Approximately 24 police officers and detectives will use the advanced data mining technology housed in the center to swiftly provide investigators in the field with information about crime scenes, potential suspects, and other leads to bring criminals to justice as soon as possible. The center tracks all crime and responses to it. It provides a real-time picture of police resources and their availability throughout the city, making it an important management tool and crime-fighting resource. The heart of the real-time crime center is a massive data warehouse in which billions of records are within reach of detectives within minutes instead of days or weeks. These include over 5 million New York State criminal records, parole and probation files, over 20 million New York City crime complaints, 911, 311 calls, and summonses spanning 5 years, over 31 million national crime records, and over 33 billion public records. The center also employs satellite imaging and sophisticated mapping of the city precinct by precinct. Its link analysis capacity can track suspects to all of their known addresses and point detectives to locations where they are most likely to flee. Before the establishment of the real-time crime center, detectives would have had limited access to this information and would have spent precious hours and days finding it. By contrast, the center's staff will be able to provide all relevant information to detectives in minutes by phone, email, fax, and pagers, in many cases even before they arrive at the crime scene. The center will begin operation on Monday, July 18th, and will provide support 24 hours, 7 days a week, initially. The center will field questions from commanders and supervisors of detective squads throughout the five boroughs for cases involving homicides and shootings. As the capacity to support these key investigations is measured, an assessment will be made as to expanding the center's response to include other serious crimes. The $11 million real-time crime center was established mainly with funding from the mayor's executive budget, but also included $1.3 million from the Police Foundation and approximately $1.8 million in federal funds.